We'll start in Wisconsin. We do not have many people left in the Department of Regulation licensing real estate area. And there's sort of a reason why, and that is in a certain sense, over the number of years I've been here, we've taken over a lot of those responsibilities. We write the code books. They're basically the processing entity to get in, but we're the primary teacher of the information, et cetera. Here's the real question. The question is, we have a ton of new agents. And so, you know, it's 72 hours to get a real estate license in Wisconsin to be a sales agent. So the question is, you know, let's make it 150. Almost every research piece that we do, it doesn't show that the 150 is going to make any difference. But what it does show is we need to do something with the broker and the broker supervision rules, because the broker isn't supervising the agent. And I don't know if that's because of new business models, or the majority of brokers in Wisconsin are selling brokers / managing brokers compared to maybe just some of our larger companies. But it becomes very apparent that the broker manager is not doing the supervision of the agent. And I think that's what we're going to look at a little harder in trying to figure out ways if we can empower the broker a little more to be a better supervising broker through different types of tools, maybe some regulation, but probably more types of educational tools.